Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello, and welcome to our show today. I'm Rhonda Branch, and I'm your guest host sitting in for Vicki Winterton today. And I'm so excited that we are here with author Sue Rillihan. Sue Rillihan spent 26 years as a police policy expert and inspecting law enforcement agencies around the country. At the same time, she was in a dysfunctional relationship with the man that would not acknowledge her publicly. In 2009, a near-death experience stopped Sue and caused her to reevaluate her entire life. Listeners, I know there are a lot of you out there that can relate to what Sue went through. So we're here to talk to her today about her book, Metamorphosis, One Woman's Journey to Find Serenity and Empowerment. Welcome, Sue Rillihan. I get so excited when I look at your book cover and I read what your book is about because it just makes me feel empowered. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Rhonda. I appreciate the opportunity to be there.
It is just such a blessing to have you here today. So one of the things I just want to ask you right away, because I'm just so impressed with this powerful book cover. Can you tell us how you came up with that and how that came about to do your book cover?
The book cover is actually centered around a photograph that was taken during a body painting session. I was body painted by a woman by the name of Mythica. And she was actually on a TV show called Skin Wars and has become a personal friend of mine. She and I were talking about the fact that I needed to come up with something that represented a true metamorphosis. And she did the body painting. It's a full body paint. She created the cocoon. And it took about 5 hours for her to get me completely painted. And a photograph that was taken from that body painting session is what we used to build the cover. And then my graphic artist, who I absolutely adore, her name is Peggy Sands, she spent about 45 minutes on the phone with me, and we just talked about like what the message of the book is. And the message of the book is really to inspire transformation. Based on the colors that were used in the body painting and from the photograph, she's actually who came up with, I was stunned the first time I saw it. As humbly as I can say this, I adore my book cover. And it really represents what the story is about.
Wonderful. So, Sue, tell us, how did you come to your passion and purpose in life?
Well, as you said in my introduction, I spent 26 years in law enforcement. And it was in 2009 when I got sick, I realized that I needed to make some really strong, substantial changes in my life. The thread of my book is having felt invisible from the time I was a small child all the way through to 2009. Actually, in 2012 was the culmination of where I no longer felt invisible. The passion comes from I know my purpose is to help other people see the possibility for change. My life today is a full, complete transformation from where it was 6 years ago.
Wonderful. When did you start writing?
I actually started writing in 2011 and didn't get really serious until the end of 2012. I spent most of 2013 and 14 writing the story. And the reason it took me so long is I was doing a lot of emotional processing and healing from some of those old trauma wounds as I was writing. And then it took a while for us to get through. I mean, as you know, the publishing process, if it's done appropriately, takes quite a while. And I had to send it through. I actually had two different legal edits done because of the nature of where I used to work. My original intent is I was going to write a tell-all expose of all of the crap I had seen while I was working in that industry. Fortunately, over time and enough healing, I no longer have resentments about that. I've worked my way through all of that and no longer need to air those dirty secrets. So we made sure that the story is told in such a way that it really doesn't harm anyone else, and it's just about my story and my journey.
Wonderful. And so what challenges have you faced with your writing?
The biggest challenge, you know, the thread of the book is about being invisible and becoming visible and taking my power back. And in addition to the challenges of healing the traumas, which there were some definite ups and downs, roller coaster rides with that and working through a lot of those past things. But what I've realized as I've been getting ready to launch the book is being visible. And the book is very, very vulnerable. I don't know that I realized the depth of the vulnerability of what I share before it was released. And I've gotten hundreds of comments now from people that either knew me 20 years ago or had just come across the book from some of the marketing we've done. And almost everyone has said, you are so brave to put this book out into the world. And the challenge is really stepping into that vulnerability. I mean, from the cover to the end, it's the depth of my story.
Right. So what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
The entire premise of the book is to see that someone else has gone through that transformational journey. Primarily in my exposure has been to women, but I also saw it in a lot of my law enforcement male colleagues. We get to a stage of life and we know something has to change. I would love for people to read my book before they get to that critical place. In 2009, that was a life or death choice for me. I would love for somebody to read the book and realize that those choices can be made without ending up in ICU.
Amen to that. I agree with you. That's wonderful. And what impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
And that's really, it goes right back to that empowerment piece. What I believe my true passion in life, ironically, 30 years ago, I have a degree in psychology. I never actually meant to work in law enforcement. I've always had a strong desire to help others. And I see the impact of the book as a starting point, a stepping stone for people to get to know me, get to know themselves. Everybody who has read it, when they write to me personally or send me a social media message, there's something in my journey that they relate to. I believe that's the impact of the book, is for people to see their own story. The book, although it's my journey, really is not about me. My story is one of hundreds, if not thousands, of different people in different walks of life come to that point where they know it's time to make a transformation. Most people aren't as stubborn as I was and make it earlier than I did.
Absolutely. Sue, any last words or encouragement to our listeners out there today? And also let them know how they can connect with you in the future.
I think if I had to say anything, when it comes to making transformation in your own life, which is really what any of us, the reason we would pick up like a self-help book or this type of book, is because it's time for us to look at making changes. And those can be very, very simple changes. I'm in the process of creating a program that actually dovetails into the book and allows people the space, a very safe space, to look at changes. Now that change, depending on where you are and what you need to do and where you want to head, may be just a simple daily activity change, some type of self-care that if you add that in is going to start that ball rolling towards letting you live the life of your dreams. And for more information about me, my book, the services I provide, the best way is to go to my website, which is www.suerelahan.com, which is www.suerelihan.com. And it has all of my contact information. It gives you some information about the book and about who I am in the world today.
And tell us the name of your book one last time.
Metamorphosis, One Woman's Journey to Find Serenity and Empowerment.
And that it is doing. And thank you, Sue Relihan, for being our guest today. Thank you for all the changes you are making in the world. And I want to tell our listeners, thank you for joining us today. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to GETEI.com. Have a wonderful week, and don't forget, go to Amazon.com, go to SueRelihan.com. Make sure you go out and get this book. It will change your life. Have a great week.